Hello?
Hello, good day. This is Michael calling from Georgia Opinion Service. How's your day going so far?
It's going great. How can I help you?
I'm just conducting an opinion service here, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation in less than 5 minutes.
About what now?
About issues facing your community and the nation only.
Go ahead.
Yep, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth, if you don't mind?
54.
Okay. And also, can I ask you, what is your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you. And also, let me move on and says, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or
Democrat.
Independent? Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong, of course.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest
PhD.
Degree you have?
PhD.
PhD? Okay, thank you. And also, let me ask you, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country? When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, someone unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Unsatisfied.
All right. Would it be somewhat or very unsatisfied?
Very. Extremely.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
No, I don't.
Okay, so do you someone disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions about each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Using the numbers from 0 to 10, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of Kamala Harris?
10. She's very good.
Okay. What about Sir Brian Kemp?
0.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. What about the Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
0000.
Okay. What about Tim Scott?
Zero.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden, sir?
10.
Okay. Thank you. Let me move on and ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, but may I ask you how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Can you rate that from 0 to 10?
How do I think my vote matters?
Yes. How do you feel 10. That your vote
10.
Has to make change?
10. 10.
Okay.
10.
Thanks, sir. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to the community?
Yeah.
Okay? All right. And how would you describe, sir, black political power since 2020? Let me give you the options. Would you say that it is much more powerful, someone more powerful? There's no difference. It's someone less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
It's no different.
No different. Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state
Very
and local
likely.
Offices?
Very likely.
Very likely?
Yes.
Okay. So that will be 10, you will definitely vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care.
Ah, so it's a great deal for you?
Yeah.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, sir, Congress and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden?
For Biden,
okay. And now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
My life has gotten much, much better.
Okay, thank you for that answer, sir. Now I'm going to reach a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And zero means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And of course, you can use any number between 0 and 10. One of the issues they should be top priorities will be reducing racism and discrimination. How would you rate that?
A 10.
Okay. What about climate change?
10.
What about jobs and wages?
10. As far as what again now?
As far as jobs and wages should be or should not be a top priority for the Democrats. How would you
10.
Rate that? Okay.
Ten.
What about the student loan debt?
10.
Okay. What about healthcare?
10.
And also abortion access, sir?
10.
Okay. Very good. Now I'm going to reach a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use a number between 0 and 10. The first issue they should be top priority in your community is reducing racism and discrimination. This is in your community, sir. How would you rate that?
Well, we just had a racist killing in my community, so I'm very serious about it. And this is related to how well the Democrats are doing?
Yeah, the Democrats' top priorities issues they should be focused on.
Yes, 10.
Okay. What about, once again, climate change?
10.
What about jobs and wages?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
And abortion access?
10.
Okay, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not that all, okay? So the first law is about the Department of Justice.
Say that again.
Yeah. I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years, okay? And for each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life as a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. So the first law says the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. The first law says the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. How would you rate that as a great deal? A fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
What's the question again?
This is the law the Biden administration and Democrat in Congress have passed over the past 3 years.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the law says the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations.
Burn them. Burn them.
A fair amount. Okay. The second law says...
I think they're guilty and I think they should be punished.
Okay. And if that should be punished, how would you rate that? Like a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Yeah. A great deal.
A great deal. Okay. The second law says, in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urge governors to do the same.
I think that's it. I think he did right to do that.
Okay, so would that be a great deal, fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I think a great deal.
Okay, and the last law says, the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion dollars to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations.
Ben, a great deal.
Okay, thank you, sir. And also, we are almost done. I thank you for all the answers you have given to me up to now. I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden and Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. So the first reason says, black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, in your communities. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And the second one says, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represent us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. How would you rate that?
How important it is?
Yeah, how important it is for you? From 0 to 10.
It's very important. 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you from 0
I
to 10?
All of power. 10.
Okay, and you know it's a little great. So we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and all states?
Definitely, that's my vote. That's my power.
Great. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is electing president?
Great deal.
Thank you, sir. And if the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party candidate? Would you not vote for President?
Joe Biden. That's it.
Good. Thank you, sir. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? You can rate them as a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first organization for accurate election is Black Voters Matter.
Say that question again.
Yes. The question says, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? You can rate them as a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, and not at all. So the first organization is Black Voters Matter. How would you rate that?
A great deal. A great deal.
Thank you. What about the secretary of...
If a black don't vote for president, you elect it.
That's a good answer. Yeah, that's a good answer, sir. Thank you. What about the Secretary of State?
Say that again.
What about the Secretary of State?
Secretary of State, a great deal.
Okay. What about pro-Georgia?
A great deal, but you know, I don't live in Georgia. I live in Florida.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, you say you live in Florida?
Yeah.
All right. Give me 1 second, sir. Hey. Okay, so I'm saving all the answers giving up to now, sir. I really want to thank you for all the answers given, okay? And right now, this information is going to keep us private, and it's going to be classified as well, okay, depending on the questions answered per you over the phone, all right?
All right.
I thank you for the time, sir, and I wish you a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.